Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in today. I wanted to let you know that we will be back next week, Kit and I as your co-hosts, with a new season. So today's episode, I'm going to be highlighting all of the first 29 episodes that we already have in the books. 29 episodes is just a little bit more than 6 months worth of episodes. Most podcasts don't even make it 6 months, even less make it to a full year. And I'm proud of us for making it through. We've dropped an episode every week for the last 6 months. So season two, we're going to be kicking it off with something a little bit different. We're going to be doing some solo casts. We're going to be doing some interviews. We're going to be having different types of topics. We're going to be getting a little bit deeper, a little bit more polarizing, and just talking about things that no one else talks about. So if you have any suggestions, we'd love for you to leave us some comments on our social media because we'd love to fulfill those requests. So I'm going to take it back all the way back to episode one. So here are some highlights. Episodes one and two basically is one full episode broken into two parts, and that is Kit's story. It's their navigation through gender and acceptance and how they became to identify as trans non-binary. And then there's episodes three and four, which is, again, a longer episode broken into two parts, and that is my story. I'm Janine, one of the co-hosts, and it's about my coming out journey and my story of gender discovery. Episodes five and six are similar. They're honoring Stonewall and the rise of the riots and the birth of human rights. Episode seven talks about Halloween and how Halloween is gay Christmas for a lot of folks in the queer community. Episode eight talks about gendered pronouns. We give a little history and context to gender identifying pronouns. Episode nine is the history of the word queer and what that means to people and how it's used and how it came to be. Episode 10 is about SIGBI. SIGBI is an acronym for the Stonewall Inn Gives Back Initiative, and it's about empowering corporations and small business owners around the nation, maybe even around the world, to go through LGBTQ+ inclusivity training so that they can be more empowered to affirm and accept people, but also create an environment for them to be employed. Then we have episode 11. We talk about binders, flattening the curve. Episode 12, we talk about the Trevor Project. Episode 13 was probably one of our most downloaded episodes. We talk about Jonathan Larson's famous musical, Rent, and the impact that he had on musical theater and how he was ahead of his time. Episode 14, we talk about queer artistry in theater as well as in opera. That's a great episode. It's one of my favorites. It's also one of our most downloaded. And then again, keeping with that music streak, episode 15, we unpack Piotr Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, the famous Nutcracker Suite, the famous ballet. And we talk about Tchaikovsky's life and as a queer composer and what that was like for him in that time period. Episode 16 was also one of our most downloaded episodes. We talk about the New York City Gay Men's Chorus and how they came to be and how their protest is in song. Another powerful episode there. Episode 17, we talk about movies and experiences, queer icons that have influenced us personally throughout our lives. And then episode 18 unpacks the word faggot, how it originated as a bundle of sticks. That was the original meaning of the word, and how it became to be a slur, and then also how we took that word back. Episode 19 is an interview with Dr. Van Broom, who is a chiropractor on Long Island in Oakdale. And she's actually my partner. We both share, we're co-owners of a chiropractic practice on Long Island. And we are an LGBT affirming safe space. So that is episode 19. Episode 20 traces the legacy of queer pioneer Karl Heinrich Jülich. And he was the first ever documented queer person, not the first ever queer person. Obviously, queers have been around forever, for ages, but he is the first documented queer person. So that's why he's super important. That was a great episode. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to that, I would definitely listen to that. Episode 21 is about queer signaling, queer flagging, the secret LGBTQ plus language, how we communicate with each other and how we pick up on signs that we give each other in public. Episode 22 is queer coding. There's queer coding in movies. There's queer representation. There's queer coding and representation through villains in certain movies. We go through the subtext and the stereotyping. So that's episode 22. Actually, episode 22 and 23, because it's a longer episode broken down into two parts. Episode 24 is on queer baiting. Episode 25, we discuss body dysmorphic disorder and body dysmorphia and the differences between the two and the hidden struggle with self-perception and different types of ways that you could potentially start the healing process. Episode 26 talks about gender dysphoria. We also talk about equally gender euphoria. So that was a really great episode. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that, I would listen to that. Episode 27, we discuss demigenders. So demi boy, demi girl, demi mask, etc. That was really a great episode for us to actually record, because I think Kit would agree with me. We both felt like we got an education studying the material so that we could deliver it to you. But that was a great, great episode. Episode 28 is about hope in a capitalist world. True liberation will not happen with corporations. And then our most recent episode, episode 29, it was dropped the day after Trans Day of Visibility. And it was entitled Visibility in Transition, the Interplay of Social and Medical Paths. So we discuss different ways of transition, whether you socially transition or you medically transition. It dropped right in an appropriate time to celebrate trans visibility. So we have 29 episodes for season one. And like I said, we're about to kick it up, about to do some interviews, some solo casts. We're going to kind of venture out and do some different things, but keep the momentum going. We want to hear from you guys. We want to hear topics you guys want to hear about. We want to hear from you because we want to deliver things that you guys are going to download, that you guys are going to listen to. And we want to know, give us feedback. How have we been doing so far? What do you like? What do you want more of? What do you think is annoying? I'm a positive person. I like to keep things a little bit more on the positive side. So if you're going to give us feedback, please be gentle, because really we love the queer community. We're part of the queer community. We want to serve the queer community. But not just the queer community. We want to serve anybody out, even outside of the queer community, who just wants to be more empowered, have more knowledge, and be a better ally. So yeah, thank you for tuning in today, and we will see you next week.